Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Time live on a Thursday afternoon. This is Adrian Kennedy. It's time now for the home squad. I'm delighted to be joined in studio as always. Roisin Lafferty, founder and creative director of Roisin Lafferty. And we also have Sarah Carroll from Sand and Deliver DIY. Good afternoon, both of you. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon.
So we want to talk today about storage and how to find storage space in your home and how to not make it look like storage space with clutter. Roisin, I was saying during the ad break that the more storage space we have in our home, the more clutter we collect. How do you stop that?
It's true. Yes, you need to design it to be as focused and specific as possible so that the inside can't just be a container of rubbish. It needs to be, you know, ideally have shelves for the right things, have hooks for the right things, have the internals fit for purpose, because let's be honest, we all like to hoard and collect things we probably don't need.
There's no probably about it. We don't need. And you find that when you actually do a spring clean and you decide to get a skip and throw stuff out, the amount of stuff you're capable of getting rid of is unbelievable.
Unbelievable. I shouldn't admit how many times I feel like I seem to get a skip in my house. And, you know, obviously send as much as I can to recycling. I am a big fan of kind of giving away furniture and that kind of thing, and even accumulating furniture free sometimes. But yes, as Roisin was saying, like the storage, streamlining, if you're getting something bespoke, streamlining it. But if you're looking at storage that you already have, existing furniture or existing storage, go and look for the inners, go and look for the right boxes, go and look for the right hooks. They do exist. It's just a matter of searching for them and finding the right thing to put stuff away.
Okay, so organized storage.
Organized storage, yes. Like realistically, everybody has spaces in their houses that aren't utilized properly. For example, under the stairs, there's little nooks and crannies where people, kids come in with sports bags, throw them on the ground, shoes on the ground. Designing it so it's practical for you, but also not taking up space and utilizing all of those disused areas. That's kind of the key. And I can't recommend bespoke enough for that, because it really maximizes all the space that you have that you're currently wasting.
There's a lot of questions coming in on storage, because it's an issue every single one of us has. We either have too much of it or not enough of it. So the first question that came in, I have a small amount of space under my stairs. It goes back far, but it's low and awkward. At the moment, I just keep, this must be from my house, actually. At the moment, I just keep shoving things into it. Only the stuff at the front is available. What's the best way that isn't loads of work? That is literally under our stairs at home.
That's tricky, but, you know, consider something maybe on wheels, like maybe, you know, a storage shelving unit that's on wheels, so you can roll it in, one in front of the other. They don't have to be really deep, but they take up half of the space, perhaps, and at least you can roll one out and then access the second one and put them away without kind of pulling out 27 school bags, 12, mm-hmm. you know, hurls and whatever else each time you want to access the back. So maybe that's an idea.
So again, this is organized storage. It's not using that space and literally throwing everything into it.
No, you're going to waste your energy, number one, but also the
you're
space.
You're wasting a lot of space. Yeah.
Yeah. So we do a lot of pull out kind of drawers, pull out rails. You can have it so organized. You can fit so much shoes. Each person in the family can have a different drawer, that kind of thing, hooks. That would be, again, custom joinery. So it is an investment, but it really works and it saves so much clutter and space.
Okay, very good. Now, I need to build my own wardrobe in the smaller bedroom in our house. It's an unusual space because the stairs come up underneath it, so the floor is at an angle. Any easy ways to build that kind of individual storage?
The main thing is to have an idea of what you want to fit within there, as specific as you can be. And it might sound silly, but this is really personal. Like, do you have lots of full length things? Do you have lots of boxes? What things do you actually use? And work with a specific joiner. Like, there are so many talented joiners in the country. Work with them, give them your brief if you're not working directly with a designer. But most of the joiners would do proper shop drawings, proper workshop drawings, and map it out with you. And they even do 3Ds for you to be able to fully visualize it.
Very good. Okay. Yeah, lots coming in. We were thinking about converting the attic, but it is, again, jammers with stuff at the moment. Do we risk taking up all our storage room in the house with Christmas trees, old photo albums and so on, if we get rid of the old dumping ground. This goes back to what we were saying a couple of minutes ago.
Yeah, but is it possible in the design of this new space to incorporate some really clever storage and some really clever joinery that will accommodate all of those things? And like Roisin was saying, look around your house. Where have you got spaces that you're not utilising at the moment? And maybe incorporate doing the attic and doing maybe another space, for example, under the stairs or in your utility or somewhere else hidden away. And just think it through. But you absolutely need to sit down and pretty much write a list of everything you have that you need to find a place for and create the space for it. You know, so it's an actual place to put the item.
Mm. Also with attics that are really good as well. Like realistically, you can't use that corner piece. So as long as you've kind of secret doors been built into the wall, you can have both.
Yeah, I've seen people with doors on both sides and you can use the space on both sides.
Paint those doors in. They don't look obvious. You can still have a fully functioning room, but then you still have lots of space for the Christmas tree
Yeah. Very good. Okay, now, one of the rooms in my house is all odd angles and wasted space thanks to an odd extension from the previous owner. Do custom wardrobes cost a lot of money to install? Standard ones wouldn't for this odd angled room?
Custom, again, I can't recommend it enough. I think people sometimes steer away from it because they think it's going to be open-ended. It really comes down to the finishes. You don't need to go with a fussy design, but what it means is it will utilize your space best. There's no point in putting off-the-shelf wardrobes in if it's not going to work within the space. It's going to end up feeling more cluttered. So I would say absolutely bespoke. But get all the prices up front and look at different finishes to bring the cost down.
Okay. Next question. I'd like to put some sort of storage in the hall downstairs for shoes and things like hats and scarves. I've seen the IKEA style shoe cupboards, but they're all a little boring. Any more fun suggestions? The hall is white, so I'm open to colour.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. If it's a hall space like that, perhaps it might be worth looking at doing something floor to ceiling and paneling it in something interesting or putting some colour in that way. You know, maybe you can keep it quite narrow if it's really primarily for shoes and smaller items. Hats, you could open up a narrow cupboard door and have lots of hooks and have your hats displayed nicely and the shoes down below. Perhaps something like that. I mean, I'm a big fan of upcycling and painting, so don't be afraid to paint something that you already have or to repurpose something in a completely different and slightly individual way that just gives it your own kind of flair.
Very good. Now, I've seen videos, as this next message on Instagram, of people using their stairs as storage. Where can you actually lift up individuals? Where you can actually lift up individual stairs and have shoes or things like that underneath. How feasible is something like that?
It's really feasible. We do it a lot in kids' bedrooms. You know, if it's a bunk bed, for example, and you can have kind of either shelving at the side or you can have it that they're almost lids, so boxes. I guess you need to look at what's the most practical because you don't get a huge amount of space within there. So normally the side of the stairs, if you design that properly, you get a lot more out of it.
So having storage kind of halfway up the stairs?
No, like the side of the stairs, like what I was saying, pulling out kind of doors and drawers rather than the steps themselves. It's a cool novelty. I don't know how much actual practical storage you get.
I have seen people do it. Like, again, it might be a bit of an Instagram fad where they've actually turned the risers of the stairs into drawers, like push drawers and it opens. But to reconfigure your staircase at home to be something like this, I don't think that's going to be your average DIYer's job.
No,
I was
going to
say. I think you might be looking at installing a whole new staircase that's been designed.
One final message that I'm going to read out. And thank you, by the way, to all of you for your messages. I just don't have time to read every one of them. Any ideas for bike storage for someone that lives in an apartment and has to bring the bike inside?
Hanging them is a really good way because they take up a huge amount of space and realistically you want to be able to hang them. So if you have a small cloakroom, you can put in kind of hooks on the ceiling, grills on the ceiling so that they clip up or they stand on their side. That's the best use of space. They don't take up floor space.
Right. Okay. So you bring the bike into the apartment and hang it up on the wall, basically.
Yeah, there are hooks that you can get. Now, you'd want to be careful how you're fixing it into your wall and make sure you're getting it, you know, securely fixed into a stud or somewhere sensible. So your bike's not going to pull half your wall down. But yeah, I would say hang it for sure.
Brilliant. Both of you, thank you very much indeed for joining us. Roisin Lafferty, founder and creative director of Roisin Lafferty, and Sarah Carroll from Sand and Deliver DIY, our home squad this Thursday.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.